got to still develop our team and our program in all three phases. So we still have a lot of work to do. I still feel like we can play better as a football team, but after watching the film, Iowa State's a really good team, and I'm glad our guys were able to respond to some adversity. Seems like that's what we've been able to do quite a bit, so I feel comfortable with them doing that. I just, my job is, so we're not doing that all the time, you know, but if we need it, we know we can play and come back from behind and figure some things out. Really impressed with the effort our guys gave, and man, just a really good game for what we saw on film. We'll build off of it and make sure that we're ready for the next one. And looking forward to this bye week and getting an early start on Texas Tech, and then, you know, making a strong push for these last four games that we knew going into the season that we would be in this position and how to utilize this week. And I think everything's going really to what we planned and how it would look from our analytics that we're getting, from the data that we're getting from our players. And so we'll just put it all together and see what happens this week and get ourselves ready for some trick-or-treating on Friday. What questions do you guys have?
Our first question will be from Dana Green.
Hey, Coach. Now that you kind of have a week off to kind of reflect a little bit, in all honesty, you have to be surprised by the poise and Bear's ability to not get rattled under any circumstance on the road, down 14. He's done it twice already. How rare is this for a true freshman to play this well under such adverse circumstances week after week? I mean, he's just not fazed by anything.
Well, I think, and you're right, the composure that he has, the poise, it's something special. But you don't really – how are you going to simulate practices to see that? We've tried as much as we can. We thought that this would be the case, that he would respond really well to it. But to be honest, I love the way that he was – that he's worked through the system. And this is with him just starting in the summer, you know. And you start to see him be a lot more comfortable with what we're doing. Man, he's a learning machine, so he's always trying to find ways to get better. And I think he's so focused on trying to find ways to get better that he's not really worried about the environment, the situation, the circumstances that he's in. He just wants to keep getting better, and that's whether things are going well or bad for the team. I think I give a lot of credit to the way A-Rod's brought him along. And, you know, A-Rod and Matt Mitchell have done a great job prepping him. And then you have to give a lot of credit to the other quarterbacks in the room. They work really well together. Been really impressed with how those guys have been able to help him. The players that have experience and those that have knowledge, that they're just in there working together and sharing. And so really in a really good spot with what we're seeing from his teammates. And then he has a great supporting cast, you know, from the linemen to the tight ends to the receivers and the running backs. And so, and then that even complements with the support that he's getting from the defense and the special teams, and then also support that he's getting from all the fans. And so he that's been amazing, everything here, but the way the kid was raised, it doesn't surprise me at all. And the way that he's connected to his family, I mean, you have to just look at his big brother, not just Tiger, but also Hank, and how they've mentored him along the way. So it's this guy's been learning from the very beginning at a young age, and he has never stopped learning. And that's what a great example he can be to the rest of our team. But super humble and love coaching him. So we'll just keep rolling with it and see how it keeps going, keeps progressing.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Well, yeah, Kalani, you mentioned the fact that you are going to go with a more individualized approach to how you're approaching this bye week. Is that just injury-wise? What's the game plan on that with regards to what you're doing?
Oh, it's everything. It's everything considering the individual. There's a lot of guys that need to develop and take advantage of this week to get better. And so if you want quality depth, you have to develop it too. And so, you know, a lot of these guys are one play away from being in the game, so we have to – this is a big work week for them. Some guys, we know that they've been able to do it. They still need to stay in shape. But, you know, it's all specified to what our strength room wants them to do and what our coaches are willing to work with them. Everyone is working together on how to get these guys ready individually, and then, you know, collectively that makes the team better.
Our next question will
And are you also concerned about the workload for Bear at this point in the season?
No. I mean, the guy asks for more. So I think I said he has an appetite for more, and we're going to keep giving it to him. So it's good that he's named Bear with a strong appetite, and he's ready for it. I think the key would be what does he feel like he's really good at and that he feels comfortable with. That's we could take advantage of that during this week with the bye.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Coming out of the weekend, Kalani, what's the outlook for LJ Martin? How are things looking on that front for him as far as potentially playing for Texas Tech?
Yep, we're still evaluating it, so we'll take the time to evaluate and see where he's going to be at. But, yeah, that's – I can't give you the answer. You guys know that wasn't going to happen on a Monday after the game.
With the running back situation, you know, do you consider possibly – moving a position? I bring that up because in years past, you guys have done that mid-season, changing a position to add depth to the position. Is that something you'll look at potentially this week with the bye?
Yeah, we're considering everything. I mean, we want to be in the best position possible to you know, whether that's changing not just the running back position or where can we put guys. This is the time to work on it and give them extra reps this week with the bye coming up. And so, yeah, we have to consider all those things. And we feel good about our running back group. We just have to see how they're going to take to this, the, you know, the reps that they're going to get and things like that. And we have to prep them even if LJ's ready to go.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Coach, you spoke a lot last week about the importance of not repeating on two straight losses after the Utah game and the strategy you guys have made and the goals you've set. And now that you've done that, what does that say about the program that you're able to progress like that and how important it is to do that?
Yeah, I think the focus is just more than anything is just, hey, get these guys focused on what we want to accomplish. It was great to celebrate the wins. And listen, we did that on the flight home too. You know, everybody's super excited. Watching college football, it was nice to get home within a decent hour, you know, but and saw the fans at the airport. The Rock was there. It was awesome. That I want our guys to you know, experience that and have as much fun with it. But it's now time to go to work. We want to learn from the Iowa State game, but we've had plenty of time to receive praise and pat ourselves the back. Part of staying humble and staying hungry is that we would get hungry and get back on the path to working and make sure that we're getting where we want to be by the time we take the field again. And we have a plan. I mean, we have to have the same intention and same thought process and mindset that we're going to play this weekend. So we have to attack practice that way. We can't take in any plays off or any days off. And so we've got to have a great mindset, and we'll test it today with the guys when we get our lift in and get our workout in and our meeting. So, but it's a work day. We put right back to work.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Lonnie, you've had a lot of success in your career moving guys from one side of the ball to the other. Isaiah Glasker, Tyler Algier come to mind. But what did you see in Preston Rex, and maybe you had A-Rod kind of collaborate with you, what did you see that caused you to ask him to make that move from safety to running back?
Well, I mean, you know, with what's happening with Rapati and all that stuff, the depth in the running back position, and then the depth that we had at the safety position, Preston was going to play and have a role and do a lot of different things. I mean, we've seen him. He's got the speed to run as a DB, and he's got the ability to tackle and be physical. But I remember him, you know, out of high school in San Clemente. I remember him having the ball in his hands. I remember him returning punts and things like that. And a lot of his film was offensive film. So, you know, we think that a lot of the offensive guys can play defense, and a lot of the defensive guys can play offense. And so this is a good moment where I felt like he can also just be able to compete for playing time at the running back position. I felt like we could make it a deeper position group. And so when we talked about it, we've done those things with Tyler Algier and others, and it seemed to work out. And I think he's found himself a nice home. He feels really comfortable there, and super smart. He understands the pass pro. He understands what he does in the passing game. We're utilizing him a lot of different ways, and I've just been really proud of him. And I mean, he's a legacy kid, you know. His dad's a legend here, and his obviously big brother's an offensive guy. So with the Rex family, you should be able to catch the ball and handle the ball and get in the end zone.
Next question from Dana Green.
Hey, Coach, you said that you're going to attack this week as if it were a game week, but going into arguably the toughest test on the road at Texas Tech of the year, you've had such a tough stretch of games here, but how much of an advantage is it to have that bye week? They're going to play this week to really study them, really get into them for 2 weeks instead of one.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can see how it helped Iowa State get a good start on our game, you know, so hopefully we can get that going, and hopefully I can figure that out with our program. But the attack mode is really mindset. We have to attack this week like we're going to play this weekend, and obviously we don't. So we're going to get the benefit of getting guys healthy. And listen, Iowa State's a physical team. The Big 12 Conference is a physical conference, so you're going to have people get banged up. Nobody's feeling 100% right now, but we knew we'd get to this point, and we knew that we're going to take advantage of this opportunity. But this isn't just like, you don't heal up by just sitting around. You heal up by studying film, going back to work, and you know, if something hurts on your upper body, your lower body can do a lot of work too to make up the difference. So we're going to find ways to get better, and even if guys are healing up, that doesn't mean you just get a break, you know. So we've never been a team that just takes breaks. We will have some time and have everything orchestrated so that they can be at their best. And that's just going into the last phase. We have to be we planned this stuff already. We've already had this schedule and everything set from the very beginning. So I'm feeling really good about how we handled the first bye. Now we're at the second one. I feel really good about where we're going now. And my job as a head coach is to get their mindset, make sure their mindset is right.
Then I wanted to ask you about this 1-2 punch at receiver. I mean, they're so different, Chase and Parker. You know, one's experienced, one's got the burst of speed, and Chase is such a great route runner. Why do they present such difficult matchups for opposing secondaries?
Well, they're both really talented, and they run great routes. And when I say that, I know a lot of attention goes to Chase and to Parker. But we have punched 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, you know, and that's not even including, you know, Carson and the tight ends. And so we feel good about the entire group. And we know that sometimes teams are going to try to take away Chase and Parker, and what a great time for possibly JoJo to return, you know. But Cody Hagan can play too, and, you know, we have a bunch of guys that can play. So we're feeling really good about the entire group. You know, it might be by committee if we need it, but we know that if we can go to those two, they can catch the ball and make plays for us. They've done it for so many years. So I just want them to keep working. They keep getting better every week. I want them to keep working and staying humble, you know. And part of humility is you don't have to be the guy that makes it to play all the time, as long as the team's doing great. I know both those guys are excited about where we're at with the program, and they're leaders on our team. So they're really happy with the progress we're making so far.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned it earlier right there that by this point in the season, everybody's feeling a little banged up, a little bumped, a little bruised, and that kind of thing. How crucial have guys like Dr. Main or Colby Clausen, in addition to the strength staff in the training room, kind of been in sort of managing through some of those nicks and bumps and bruises and that kind of thing, and keeping this team, you know, feeling as good as can be expected, I guess, 9 weeks into the season?
Yeah, it's not just those individuals. I mean, I love all the guys that work for us, and Dr. Main's amazing, great friend of mine, and you know, Colby and Phyllis and the entire strength room. But, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to the doctors and the trainers. Everybody that understands it, the assistant trainers, everybody's on the sideline, the managers, everyone that works hard for this team and for these young men, they all put a lot of energy and effort, and they don't get a lot of credit for it. But there's a lot of unsung heroes in our building, and that practice with us every day, and they don't get a lot of the attention. And I hope those people feel a lot of pride and excitement for what we're able to accomplish. I know our players show as much appreciation to them, and I'm glad that you mentioned those guys. But I think they're okay, you know, with how it's going so far. But we're all, when I say we're all working, that's everybody, the coaches. And I like that the coaches are being mindful of players' health and how they can do a better job to take care of these young men in practice and in games and with their, you know, with their fitness, all that stuff matters. And so it's an education process where we're all learning from it. When, you know, in my coaching career, I've never always really sat there and understood body types and the science behind everything, but I'm intrigued with it because it applies to our players. And so I have to learn as much as I can. And I can say that I've learned quite a bit in training the guys and getting them ready, but then so have the coaches and everybody in this building. So it's been a really cool experience, and it works with when your culture is love and learn. We're all learning.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Kalani, when it comes to in-game adjustments, it seemed like when you lost LJ Martin, Aaron, speaking of Coach Roderick, made the adjustment to put that game more on the arm of Barrett Bachmeier. Can you just speak to how difficult that can be in-game to make those type of adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe the focus could be a little different, but A-Rod's always ready to make adjustments. We have our playbook. It wasn't like we were just making plays up when we went into halftime and said, okay, we're going to run these three passes now and all that. It's just we can throw the ball every play if we have to, and we can run the ball every play if we have to. You know, those are easy adjustments to make. And if we feel like teams are going to take away the run from us and try to crowd the box, and then we can find different ways to run the ball, but we also can find different ways to advance the ball through the air. And all I care about is get points on the board. And, you know, I've asked A-Rod to be mindful of that and just protect the ball and get in the end zone. And, man, he's done a great job, I think. But the offense didn't really change. We have the ability to do all that. And I think that's what makes this offense balanced and dangerous. We can do a lot of different things. And, you know, all the running backs can run too. It's not just LJ. And LJ is awesome at it, don't get me wrong. But we have guys that can run. You just don't know their names yet. And hopefully you'll start to find out a little bit more about them as we go out through the season.
With Tom Homo retiring and you being an athletic director now, are you going to take over the role of dressing up for Halloween and making the headlines?
No. Sometimes you just let the legends do their thing. And I hope Tom comes through and gives us a guest appearance with his he's been in retirement, so it should be a really good costume. You know what I mean? He never let us down before, but I'm not going to do that. The one should probably take over is Brian Santiago or somebody else on the third floor. I'm good being the guy that hands out the candy for Halloween.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, you've mentioned a few times in this call how, you know, good of a team you were impressed by with Iowa State, just the physicality of the Big 12. What do you think people nationally are sleeping on with this conference that you could say, as someone who's navigated this thing for 2.5 years now, like the characteristics of this Big 12 that maybe people nationally aren't really recognizing week after week?
Well, I think I've said it before. The fan bases are awesome. Everywhere we go, they're amazing. They love their team. And the programs are well coached. They have great leadership. So, you know, nothing's easy. I mean, we're in the Big 12. We don't know any better. But I do know that it's nothing's easy. And when you have a conference that has as much parity as the Big 12 does, I don't think any of the other conferences could say that. Anyone has a chance. And then you keep seeing it year after year that Arizona State was picked on the bottom and they won it last year. You know, so when you have a bunch of teams that feel like they have a chance and they believe they can do it because it's been proven before, I think that's a really deep conference. I think the commissioner, Brett Yormark, said that himself. It's a really talented conference, well coached, and amazing fans. And I love being a part of it. I love that we're in this conference and that we get to rep the Big 12 everywhere we go. And, man, in every sport, not just with football, but all the sports are benefiting from it. And, you know, Cougar Nation's in a really good spot right now, being involved and being partnered up with the Big 12.
And last thing for me, I just wanted to ask kind of a housekeeping item. Is Che Bryant Strother the only player that's ruled officially out for the season among all the injured players?
I believe so. But we're planning on Che coming back next year, too. So is that right, Brett?
I think so.
Yeah.
So he'll have a medical then this year to come back next season, Che?
Yeah, he's back with us. He's doing his rehab and everything, and he's back with us. He's been with us for a couple weeks now, and he's looking great, and he's coming along, and we'll be looking forward to him being on the team.
Great, thank you.
All right, last question from Dana Green.
All right, I'll end it up with this. It's rare that, you know, you get a Halloween off for especially the players that have families and those that have kids. And I know your kids are almost grown. I don't know if they're still your youngest.
I have a three-year-old, yeah.
You have a three-year-old, yeah. I know. But the 12-year-old, I don't know if she still trick-or-treats. But how important is that for them to be able to spend this holiday at home with their family, kind of, you know, to celebrate this week?
No, I'm really excited for our coaches. I mean, when you say everybody needs to recharge on the bye week, our coaches do too. So I'm looking forward to them hanging out with their families and you know, obviously recruiting is an everyday thing, but allowing them to go trick-or-treating and I mean, it's crazy when you think about the costumes and how exciting it gets. But I'll give you a quick story. Well, Taysom Hill had a bye one weekend, and he came to my house to visit during Halloween trick-or-treating time. So he came by to visit, and we're trying to get our kids ready for Halloween, and I just said, Taysom, go hand out the candy. I gave him my job. So he goes out there, and next thing I know, there's this huge line at our house because Taysom Hill's over there. Then the next year, we happen to have a bye week or had Halloween off again. It might have been during the middle of the week, and all the kids showed up again, and all they were asking is, where's Taysom Hill? And I was like, oh, this. But it's like, I'm the head coach. They just want the players, you know, and I'm okay with that. So I don't know if I'm going to hand out the candy this year. Who in the NFL has a bye? Oh, Jamal Williams is going to always be available. Maybe he'll come by and bring his daughter to trick-or-treat in my neighborhood, and he could take over as the guest candy giver. So, yeah. But, yes, but we love it. Guys, have fun this weekend, and it's great to see you, but, you know, you guys don't have to see my ugly mug for a while. We'll see you guys next week. But appreciate you guys.
You got a favorite Halloween candy?
There's not a candy I don't like. You don't get this figure from being picky. Give it all to me. I take all the sugar I can. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, guys.
Coach. Happy Halloween.